Joan Hoffman is the voice of the Midwest, who takes callers from all over the country, from the city to the farm to you. It's Life Coaching with the Joan Hoffman Show, a friendly dose of common sense.
This is Joan. I'm here as your life coach. And this is an important hour that you should take the time out to spend right here with me, because I'm going to be talking about something that affects each and every one of us. And if we don't address it, and if we don't deal with it, it can cause bigger problems in our life. I'm talking about stress. We all feel stressed at times. We all have stress entering into our lives. Yet some of us do cope better with the stressors in our lives. Others do not. They find themselves stuck in the stress. They can't seem to pull out of it or get away from it. It just bears down on them all the time. And that's where that can carry a physical or mental health risk. If you're that person who can't let go of the stress, can't find ways to work through it. So let's get nitty-gritty and talk about stress. I want to start out by telling you that there are three types of stress that we all have. Number one is just that routine stress, the daily pressures of work or family or the issues we have with relationships. We all have work to do, things to do around the house. We have a household to run. We have maybe school to attend or children to attend to. Those daily routine stresses are something we all have to deal with. Then the second type of stress that we can have is something that's considered more of a sudden negative change, a sudden stress in your life. This would be like unexpectedly maybe losing your job or an unexpected illness that befalls you or your family. Falling into this category could also be getting that divorce, even though you've been having a stressful and living in a stressful marriage for a long time. When the divorce actually happens, that might seem to you like a very sudden change, especially if they're just then moving out and the whole family structure changes. So the second one is a sudden type of stress. And then the third type of stress is a traumatic stress. This is a major incident in your life. It can be a major accident. We hear about those soldiers that see these traumatic experiences during wartime. Maybe there was a natural disaster, such as we have here in my home state of Kansas, where I broadcast from. I've known people where a tornado has gone through their whole neighborhood and leveled their houses. Talk about major stress. It is known that many people who experience traumatic stress can fall into a symptom of post-traumatic stress disorder, but sometimes for many of those people, especially ones who find that they're able to cope with stress on a daily basis better than others, they may fall into a PTSD situation, but it's temporary. And using those coping skills they're familiar with, they'll recover naturally on their own soon enough. Now, I said there were three types of stress, and I would categorize the three I gave you as, let's just say, negative stress. But there's another type of stress, a fourth type, that is actually not bad at all. It can be actually good for you. Let's call it good stress. Because stress can motivate you to get ready for a test, to perform in a job interview. Good stress, if you want to call it that, can also motivate you to get those things done that you've been maybe procrastinating over. The deadline's looming. I've got to get those taxes done. I can't get the car in the garage anymore, and winter's coming. I need to clean out the garage. You know that can be stressful to see these things kind of looming over your head, but turn them into something positive, and they can motivate you to get things done. It's our stress response that can save us from a life-threatening, dangerous situation. Your pulse quickens, you breathe faster, your muscles tense, you're ready to react, and that can be life-saving. But here's where long-term stress can harm your health. If you're unable to let go of stress, and your body is living in that chronic state of feeling distressed, your immune system, your digestive system, your sleep system, all of those can stop working normally. You can be more susceptible to disease. You can have digestive symptoms, headaches, sleeplessness, sadness, anger, irritability. You get the picture? Living in a state of constant stress over time can lead to serious health problems, one of those being a mental disorder such as depression and anxiety. And that's what my caller coming up wants to talk about, is her stress that led to anxiety and even panic attacks. So stay tuned for my caller, and then at the end of the hour, I'm going to share with you some tips on how you can learn to manage your own stress. Stay with me here for more life coaching.
The Joan Hoffman Show, a friendly dose of common sense.